Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we caught up with Tim Allen, ladies and gentlemen. The guy plays Santa Claus and Buzz Lightyear. He's kind of a known.
He's iconic. Quantity, right? I love him. I love him too.
Trouble is, we had some trouble settling on a time. We were
East Coast, West Coast.
Yes,
thing.
Late. Yeah. You know, and so there were some other issues. So this is where the interview begins: is figuring out who's early and who's late. Tim Allen, ladies and gentlemen.
Clearly in the West Coast, and I said this is one of these. I'm a late nighter, and when I do morning radio, which I adore doing, went to school for it, I end up getting that. I always look at myself without my glasses, set my alarm, and I go, it's AM. So why this damn alarm doesn't go off, I get up, and I go, what the heck? Oh, let me guess. Put down PM. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you use your phone as your alarm, or do you actually have an alarm clock on the nightstand next to the bed?
What's none of your business, is
well,
it?
I got very personal very quickly.
I know. It's like, wow, that was
what
a deep
I'm wearing
dive.
I go to bed? You know, no. I wear a tool belt and a t-shirt, of course. So I use my phone, even though the technical people at my kid's school goes, no, there's phantom rays coming from my phone.
Yes.
You know, eye problems. No, I do use a phone.
I do the same thing, and I was going to relate only because Monday holidays, I shut my phone off, so it doesn't wake me up on Monday because we don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to come into the radio station, and I always forget to turn it back on to wake me up on Tuesday morning. So if I'm ever late to work, it's a Tuesday after a Monday holiday.
Oh, gosh, darn it.
You'd have to look long and hard to find a guy who works as hard as you do. You just have so much stuff going on. You really love the work, whether it's being on the radio, writing books, in
stand-up,
on animated films, voiceover, all of it. You just stay so busy.
I do. I think it was one of the football coaches said, I've never worked a day in my life, because I still concerts. I've been doing concerts. My opening big special for Showtime, which was Minner Pigs many years ago, was actually the first five episodes of Home Improvement. So I said, my stand-up, as I say, in concert, this is the source of everything. It's the freedom that I enjoy, especially doing stand-up concerts. I've been doing them for almost 30 years, and I said it's been between Vegas and on the road. I find that the most freeing of everything, and everything sources from that. It's the closest to the actual character or the human that I am comes out as I stand up. And I said, I adore it. Pryor was my inspiration. I saw him in concert when I was in college. And I said, I never laughed or felt the way I felt. And I said, if I could do anywhere near what that man can do, where you'd give a gift of it feels good to be funny. And then to see people responding, you give the gift of laughter. I would do it. I almost say it. I think it's Springsteen said it once. I'd almost do it for free.
Yeah,
almost.
I'm not going to. I said I would love to do. I love being on stage. And I said that's currently you know, movies are it's after the fact you see it. Last Man Standing or Home Improvement. There's a live audience, so it's immediate. It's almost like theater. Nothing quite like going into a concert hall and giving the gift of laughter.
Tim, I love that we get to talk with you because I grew up watching you on Home Improvement. I grew up watching the first Santa Claus movie, and now my kids, now they think they own you. I'm like, no. He was mine first. I was the child first. But now my kids are loving watching the Santa Claus movies, and I know that the new one, the Santa Clauses, is on Disney+. But I wanted to ask you, because we're Boston's Christmas station here on Magic, when you were making that movie in 1994, do you have any idea that it's going to be enlisted into the category of, like, classic Christmas movies when you were making it? Do you have any sense of that?
I think I use this word, innocence is bliss. The same thing about Home Improvement. I had no idea what that show was going to do, and I did it because I was getting tired of being on the road. It was great to get off the road and just sit in one place and do one thing. When Santa Claus, the movie, was really a bigger comedy. It was such a tough ride for me physically to get in and out of that suit. And at that point, they didn't know how long it took. 3 hours in, 3 hours out, and then they want you in on set for 11 hours. It was a struggle, so I just wanted it, literally wanted it over.
Yeah.
Once it came out, it was easy to like it, and then slowly your memory fades,
you
and they offer more money to do another one, and then it becomes iconic. The deal is always, it's about the writing.
Yeah.
No, I did not expect. I remember one time, I know Schwarzenegger, he goes, I can't believe nobody else made a movie like this about Christmas. Strategically, it's a good thing to do a movie about Christmas and do it like this. I can't believe it. Of course, he did one years later.
Hey, I have to ask you about Buzz Lightyear. I mean, of course, you're the voice of that iconic movie character. But then when you look at your social media accounts, you have like a gazillion followers and you only follow Tom Hanks. So is that like a Buzz Woody thing or what's going on there?
Really is a, I'm ignorant to that. When we first started social media, I really wasn't aware of what it was. And in a sad, and only sad because she passed, is Kirstie Alley and I responded on social media because we did for Rich Rapport together, and I adored that woman. And I'm sad, so sad that she passed. That said, I responded to something that she said on social media, and then somebody reminded me, you know, everybody's listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like email.
Right.
I said something back, and then all of a sudden somebody said, you know, a lot of people can read this.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Oops. That, and it taught me. Tom and I both were initiated to social media kind of when it started.
Yeah.
And I didn't really follow through with it. I wasn't sure exactly what it was because I got in trouble many times. You can't say stuff like that. Mm. It's usually jokes. When I practice jokes, sometimes they're a little bit wide of the plate.
So, you're trying it out.
So I said, I stopped doing that. So I treated it more like email than anything else.
Hey, Tim Allen is at the Box Center Wang Theater on January 7th. I want to mention tickets are available at boxcenter.org. You have children or a child or kids. I'm just curious, how old are your kids at this point?
I have two girls from different marriages. One is, gosh, she's going to kill me. I think she's 33. She is going to kill me. The other one's 13.
Well, I ask because I've got kids. My son is 30. Sue's girls
are
24, 26.
Yeah.
You know, he grew up. We were right in the wheelhouse for Toy Story. I have a fully functioning Buzz Lightyear action doll at home. And I wonder, is it cool for your kids that dad is the Santa Claus or Buzz Lightyear? Or you're just, oh, dad, come on.
Care.
They don't care.
Well, the fun of this is in the new series, my youngest, I wanted to put her in it as an elf just for fun. And she ended up, and I mean it, it was the most amazing experience. She ended up reading for the network and the studio, and she ended up getting the part of the daughter of Santa Claus, Sandra Claus, and my youngest, Elizabeth, is now playing my daughter.
So God, that's so cool.
Oh, God, it's past cool. And the emotional scenes during this series have been unbelievably effective.
Awesome. Yeah.
And when she was a little girl, my wife and I said, well, it's time that she sees Santa Claus. And so she's sitting in our living room watching Santa Claus 1, and she keeps looking at me and trying not to catch my eye, and it was very strange. And at one point she comes over and she sits in my lap, and then we're watching this and she's staring at the TV, and then she starts getting mad at me. She goes, why did you leave Charlie? And so she's taking it way too seriously. I said, honey, I looked at her and I said, we warned you that this is a play. It's like a play that your dad, I think she was 5 or 6 at the time. I said, it's a play. And I said, I do not want you going into the school and saying that your dad is Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And it was the strangest thing because they get absorbed in it.
Yeah.
And then you become that, and it's been the strangest dance I have to do.
Yeah.
Where I go, well, we did a play, and Santa helped us because we know what it looks like at the North Pole. She goes, well, how do we get there? Can we go back there? And I go, oh, God. What did I
know.
It's good
such
luck
a
to
classic,
you.
Though. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, Tim Allen, thank you so much for sharing your time with us this morning. We'll look forward to seeing you at the Box Center Wang Theater on January 7th. It's Saturday night. Tickets at boxcenter.org. To hear you talk about how much you love your stand-up is really, really inspiring. So we'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of
weeks. I can't wait to get there. I can't wait. My brother lives there, and I hope he's listening because you have not responded to my calls, Bill.
Bill, let's get on this.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right, Tim. Be well. We'll see you in January.
Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.